From Tidbits on August 10th, 2009, this is the audio version of Apple Explains Why Dictionary Required Mature Rating, written by Adam C. Engst and Glenn Fleischman. At Daring Fireball, John Gruber doesn't attempt to hide his entirely justified outrage at the news that Apple repeatedly rejected the Ninja Words Dictionary app for the iPhone until the developers excised objectionable words, many of which have entirely common senses. Consider the synonyms for donkey, grab, cat, rooster, and rotate. Even after removing these words, Ninja Words had to be given a 17-plus rating to be listed. The worst part? You can find all these objectionable words with definitions in the built-in dictionary in Mac OS X. After publishing this article, Gruber received a response from an unlikely source. Apple's worldwide marketing head, Phil Schiller, a generally straight-shooting and blunt fellow, especially within the Apple corporate environment. That said, MDJ's Matt Dethridge believes that Schiller doesn't deserve the benefit of the doubt with regard to the veracity of his statements. Schiller told Gruber, who shared parts of an email with Schiller's permission, that the timetable and directions from the App Store program reviewers were a bit garbled in the Ninja Words account. Ninja Words submitted its dictionary before the iPhone OS 3.0 software with age restriction categories had a release date and made some changes in order to try to get the dictionary out without knowing when that release would come. It turned out to be within a few weeks of the dictionary's first rejection. Gruber agrees with some of Schiller's points and not with others, and gets a response from Ninja Words as well. Read Gruber's full article for the details, but it's notable that a senior Apple exec finally made some statements publicly about the process, including, quote, "While we may not always be perfect in our execution of that goal, our efforts are always made with the best intentions, and if we err, we intend to learn and quickly improve," unquote. Let's hope Schiller isn't merely saying what we want to hear as a form of damage control, and that we'll see a drop-off in the number of nonsensical app rejections and ratings. This is Tidbits. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, or Twitter, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Glenn Fleischman, and I'm G-rated.